Hey, good afternoon. This is Alex speaking.
How you doing?
Hi, I'm good. Loy, thank you for calling me back. Are you available to talk right now?
Yeah, just hold on, just a few seconds. Let me see what's going on. All right, I'm straight now.
Great. Thank you. Well, I just kind of really wanted to give you an update on your property in Church Lane, Charles City. Right now, I don't know if you're gonna like it, but I still don't have really a close date from the title company. So I just wanted to kind of let you know what's going on. I've followed up with them last Monday. I've also followed up with them yesterday and also today twice, and I finally got a response. Actually, they were responding back to me every day, but what's going on is I told you the last time that we got the title back last week. So the title company that we're working with said that the title work didn't come back in the best condition. So from what I've understand, that means that they have reviewed the title, that there are like some concerns or questions with the proper piece title. I am not exactly sure what is the exact concern with the title when it came back, but they said that the underwriter had multiple questions for the abstractor, who is, working to find those answers as soon as possible. So, the underwriter is the person who's responsible for assessing and approving the title insurance, and the abstractor, he's the person who is conducting the title search. So he's the one who's, coordinating with the county courthouse. Had to make a couple of trips in there. So what happened was the underwriter had questions or concern about the information that the abstractor found from the title, and now they're working to clarify, I guess, those concerns or questions. But once we hear back, I'll definitely keep in touch again. I just wanted to let you know that this is something that I am working on a daily basis. I just really kind of wanted to let you know what's going on.
I talked to, actually talked to, I don't know, it was another female. I didn't really get her name Monday. She sort of added to women about, like I
Oh,
said,
B?
no, it wasn't you. I called this number, but it was another female.
Yeah,
And
I
she
think
was
that
like,
was
she was a
B.
partner, y'all.
That was my manager.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
That
well,
was
I
B.
talked to her and I was letting her know that I was, you know what I mean, I needed to talk to Forrest. So, because she was like, I could talk to her. I was telling her that, I wanted her to relay the message, or whatever, or I needed to call them to negotiate something different because our contract ran up. Now we're going through this process of this title search past the 26th, and like I said, we need to come up with something else, or like I said, or like I was talking to you and telling her as well, you know what I mean? Like I said, I didn't sign nothing stating that I was gonna hold off until the end of the day. Like I said, if I find someone else willing to buy the property or willing to go the extra mile, then I'm gonna just, sell the property somewhere else. Or, we negotiate a better deal because, like I said, it's past 26. And I was told we were gonna be closing on or
Right.
before the 26th.
And I know that's what we've initially really agreed upon
I didn't
on.
have a
And
title
then
search done on the property already before I even bought the property. So I know that, and that didn't take me no longer than 1 month. And this was during the holidays. So I'm like, I don't
I
understand it.
mean, Lloyd, I mean,
I don't understand what the
we're
problem will be with the title. You know what I mean? Like, none of this holds you kind of like this.
we are ready to close. We're definitely ready to close anytime.
Right.
We have, like, you know, the funds and all that, but the attorneys wouldn't let us close without the title being cleared from the county. And that's what we're currently dealing with, you know. I think this is something that we really don't have, I would say, control of. It's going to be really up to the county's record. I'm not exactly sure what's really the hold up with the
We're trying to, like I said, talk to your manager. Last time I talked to your manager, she was telling me everything was clear with the title, whatever, She was going to be waiting. I heard y'all lawyers were supposed to be reaching out to me. That was Monday. That's what she told me. And we were supposed to be closing one day this week. That was what was told to me. So, like, and now you're saying, telling me something different today. So, you know, it's...
So the title came back last week. But like what I've said, I'm just hearing this news right now that I got an update from the title company that it didn't come back in the best condition. So we're not exactly sure
what's the issue.
I mean, at this point, I'm not really sure what will be, you know,
You're saying not coming back in the best condition. What does that mean?
What I'm saying is I'm not sure what will be answered and what won't be. So I really don't have an answer to what's an issue and what's not, if that makes sense. But at this point, they're uncertain about which issues will be fully resolved. So they can't say for sure what problem remains with the title. I mean, if the title will be cleared.
What's the problem with the title? That's what I don't want to hear. You saying it's not coming back?
I mean, that's also one thing that I'm trying to find out. I guess we're just trying to really wait for an answer from the county courthouse.
And that's what I'm having problems with right there. Like I said, it's supposed to be closed on or before the 26th. Now we found something totally different. I got this last week. And like I said, we got to negotiate something different. So like I said, we talked before and we go from there. Or like I said, we do something different. Because this ain't, oh, you come back to me with it. Explanation of what you're talking about, because none of this stuff is making sense to me. Like, you're telling me the title isn't clear, or it come back, it didn't come back in the best condition. Like, I don't know what none of that's supposed to mean, to be honest.
Lloyd, like what I said, we are ready to close. And you know, if you're gonna, I'm gonna say that, because I'm hearing you wanted to probably go to another buyer who would wanted to buy the property, or might offer you a higher price, or I don't know, do a price renegotiation. But they're gonna, I'm gonna have to say that you're gonna go back to square one. They would probably do the same thing as well that we're gonna do it.
That's basically what I'm doing now, because it's after the deadlines and stuff that I didn't put off, thinking that we're gonna run it for a certain time. My bills are already and stuff, like, I'm behind now, so. It don't even make a difference at this point. That's why I say I got it. Something has to change, like.
Well, I can refer you to B. Again, she's my manager, and she's really the one who has the power to change anything with a contract. You already spoke to her.
Okay. Okay.
Just,
well,
know,
that's all I need to know. Then I ain't gonna say no more. Like, I have no problem with you, Alex. Or you know, kind of what you trying to explain to me or tell me. Like I said, I'm just not getting it. I'm not understanding what you're saying. And like I said, you just said, I was talking to the manager, so that's the one
I needed
to be talking to about certain things. So like, it ain't no harm. No, you know what I mean. Like I said, I related the message to her yesterday. So like I said, I guess the next step is her being reaching out to me. You know what I mean? After this, you know.
Right.
So,
okay.
I appreciate your time.
Absolutely. No, I mean, I'm just letting you know that I'm trying my best to,
right,
like, you know.
I understand. You have. I ain't gonna say you haven't. So the only one I have been dealing with talking to is you. So like I said, I don't have no problem with you at all. Like I said, the next person I'll be talking to, I guess, is your manager, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm the one who's coordinating really with the title company and the abstractor. So once I hear any news from them, I already told them that we need to close as soon as possible. And that's the only thing that we're really waiting on for the title to be cleared. And then once we have that, we're ready to close anytime. But I guess if you still wanted to talk to B about, you know, the pricing and all that, I could go ahead and schedule a call back with you.
Yeah, that'll work, like I said.
Okay. All right.
I'm free the rest of this week.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Lloyd. I mean, I'm really sorry that I have to tell you this news.
Ain't no problem. Like I said, I appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Well, we'll definitely talk to you soon. I'll make sure to keep you updated if I hear back anything from the abstractor, the title company, and all that.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Well,